Senate Committee on Ethics will reconvene. It is 1:48 p.m. We have met in closed session. For those interested, the release of that recording will be done at the final disposition of this case. The chair will be working with staff to get that out as soon as we do have a final disposition. We have met and discussed the case, and the chair moves that the subcommittee authorize the issue of a subpoena pursuant to Minnesota State Statute Section 3.153 to compel the testimony of Saeed Salah and Dawson Kimyon at the next meeting of the subcommittee, and that the chair be authorized to work with Senate counsel and other members of the subcommittee to prepare the subpoenas. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion does prevail. Chair also moves that to direct staff to obtain and provide to members of the subcommittee a copy of the grand jury transcript that has been referenced during these proceedings regarding Mr. Kimyon. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, the motion does prevail. So for those watching and for those at the testifiers table, we have moved to investigate further into the proceedings. The plan is to take additional testimony from two individuals and review the transcript and then discuss further actions at that point in time. The next meeting of the subcommittee, before I leave that subject, questions from the complainant and the respondent will not be taken to the testifiers. They will be questions from the panel itself. The next committee meeting is going to be posted. It is going to be July 7th at 9 a.m., and that is contingent on being able to get the two testifiers in front of us. That is subject to change as necessary. But that is currently the date and time that we have for a continued action by this committee. At that point, we will discuss, and probably in executive committee again, any further discussion or further action that may need to be taken. Seeing no further discussion, the Committee on Ethics stands recessed until July 7th at 9 a.m.